tidies up the battlefield, typically in the southern part of Fort Polk. We also have a more higher troop density down here than we have. Not in the last, this is the last several months.
Yeah.
But the Fort Polk as a whole has been considerably less active. Since the first of the year, the last year, our increased validity pilot is due to our increased validity. Part of it is due to a slightly higher troop density in that area. And part of it undoubtedly is due to the very large number of small unit actions, even though most of them are in our tent. But it does serve.
Because
I want to make them head to the prison, yeah.
We've
got curfews coming in, sure.
Yeah, but that's the Fort Polk.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of these water.
Is there any kind of people in? Is there any kind of other rules in the Fort Polk then?
Yes, sir.
At least to keep them sufficiently off balance, we're able to
Mike left Jeff, who was going to live. I bet this is may well be a contributing reason, not as prepared as they did to believe.
Yeah. How good are they, you know, like a phone on the phone, something all day, ready for a lot of time, but I'm interested to see. Really beautiful, actually. What hours do you have?
Do you know what to
comply? Good daytime control action, almost completely?
No. The other one is going over, I believe. But they do it at night. Well, our controls, back in the day, of the 100 contacts this week, 75 in the day, 25 at night.
Really? 25 for the night, don't you?
Well, I'm not, but, yeah. But, car control, but most of the night,
Well, I think
There's some indication that there certain areas that are getting better, but we're actually seeing that indication. Very greatly increased taxation. Thank you. see the guy in the room. Motion to adjourn. Yep, then we have to move. No. $700,000. $150,000.
Yeah. is because you're a demolition expert.
Have you ever heard of
that? I mean, are they more could they be Chinese? Have you any?
Could you?
I
seem to think that you would be a fly.
Maybe a tree is a
good one. You do go. Will you stay here now?
Yes?
As of one, you will move from phase two to phase
three. Oh, no. Phase, I would say that's
phase two.
Second phase, I did hear an article a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Phasing we're talking about, Ho Chi Minh's
mobile warfare. Roughly, the third phase of going into an action.
The preparatory phase, the operational, the reorganization phase, connects with a successful insurgency. And I say the operational phase. That definition of phasing.
What's it been the past month of the war in D.C.?
Water?
It's hurt them as much as it has.
More. It's not very subject to all of them. They're characteristic of the right out of more. Being in the jungle, living in New York.
Well, the answer is better than you. The Vietcong group, radio, the last human campaign to organize the war and the medical association, growing representative of the Vietcong forces. And it's interesting you should speak about the time when they are now speaking for getting support for this medical association.
Oh, sure. I have wondered what was our casualty among those that were wounded. Well, the answer was after the event was it was much higher than we imagined. This takes such a thing as tetanus. Tetanus, of course, is a which is extremely dangerous to a man. But all the people material that exist in the jungle areas here, certain that they're death for you, it really helps. Question whether they have antibiotics or to be able to obtain that in suitable houses here in Saigon. But it's all of
them. Some other places,
they think. Okay.
Some of them
are
giving some
pencil. Well, even mine isn't quite the point. The point is, do you have it time and place that you need it? The answer is that the ground is not. In most instances of them.
You think this has been a problem to them in previous
years? Sure, absolutely. It's an ever-present problem. Yeah.
What do you think of their hard core is? They maintain it, then, with, you don't see much of a slump. Who's committed hard core, Colonel?
I'm convinced they have less to do with your duty. I know I would consider the sum of money that they have less to do with your people over there.
Well,
these guys that hang out in Zone C.
You mentioned they're better armed. Suppose how much percentage, roughly, soldiers use the arms that they are now using is to them from outside South Vietnam. What is on the basis of captured weapons?
Well, what if you sell it, Mark?
Provide both.
I need to sell it. I wouldn't
walk the record.
Now, back to some horse, back. In the last 2 months, he said, one of the things he asked,
what's he doing?
He said, why are you people supporting yourself? You're not supporting him. He says, you're getting all the weapons from the Vietnamese. He was forced to put
you forward.
How long have you thought this to be the truth?
From the very beginning.
So
suppose by some means the borders could be sealed tomorrow. It would be the effect would
be
on the point of
the weapons?
Well,
that's right.
In February, the stocks of ammunition down in Dinh
Plain,
which included 75
million
ammunition for the recall as well. Some of this was not about China. Some of it, but I saw it was manufactured in the United States. Later it came to the hands of the VC who apparently captured it in Korea. Well, see, it was still in the case of perfect preservation.
How would we be able to buy any of the arms we gave the Cambodians when showed up here?
I'm not talking about Cambodians, I didn't say that.
But I'm asking, would we be able to use the arms we've given them?
I can't answer that question. If we're keeping zero on these weapons,
your first step is the end group. The period you've been here, how would you allow us to increase in the ability of the forces from behind?
Probably 50% more effective today. Maybe 100% more effective than they were.
Well, then how more effective is
the Western Union? I don't know, they're more effective in terms of their increased numbers and their weaponry. The thing about the Ranger LA that he was operating under that was surprise. That's where he always learned his buckets.
Well, I want to let me go back to you a few minutes ago. This belief 100% of the weaponry in the VC hands originated from our people here from the Lord, vis-a-vis the you'll learn that if today,
indefinitely.
Yes. You know,
without the influx of cavalry, you know. So we have to have that.
In other words, weapons are really good.
Keep them going.
Well,
but this fellow is guilty for his
concern, yes.
And not in this.
Well, yeah.
But they're dependent on the
father.
Well, I'm convinced that if the HMM is with girls here in terms of leadership, retreating from this effort down here, the little would boost like a balloon.
Now, you need a cadre moving back and forth, moving north to train.
Well, the question was if he fails to resupply a cadre, and the answer is I think the
whole one is
dry up or in.
But now, cadre recruited here.
Well, a lot of the cadre, by and large, is northern in origin. Well, the fighting element,
from Joker.
That's not on it. I wouldn't say an inflexible rule, but
by and large,
that's the way things run.
The Joker,
well, this we are.
The Joker,
and the by and large, the leadership. Certainly, it comes from
the law.
I would say is northern Vietnam.
Well,
there's a catch to this, of course. By and large, most of these people
who are doing this
are still in Vietnamese.
But these people
that were taken north, by and large, 54 and 55.
Casualty rates, aren't they beginning to cut into the war of Southern?
The answer is yes.
The G2 people around here have some pretty good figures on this. I don't know what they are. They got some pretty good estimates on this. I recall that they were down to about 30,000.
30,000 what? Reserve?
30,000 Southern Vietnamese
left
in the north.
But almost 400
gold.
Women, children, old men, old women, so forth.
Colonel, let me ask you this. As part of the thing is so long, etc., development, as you say, from near nothing, years ago to a full scale sort of all. What do you see coming down, Marty? What do you see as a crucible in the next 3 or 4 months or 6 months? What do you think the Viet Cong will do now?
Very well.
Of course, every rainy season has kind of followed a similar pattern. The, don't forget the D.C. or Vietnamese, and by the rain
was kind of catching
with the britches down, and they have to get
reorganized,
they have to get retrained, and they have to get themselves mentally
oriented
to the fact that it's raining.
Well,
you'll find that gradually, commencing in July and August, I think that the tempo of operations and
the incident rate,
BCNs got initiated,
incidents will go up. We'll
go beyond July. Let's sort of go with fall. I mean, when the rain season begins to taper off, but do you think the
wind
column is going to go into a continued or larger size operator? There's a lot of speculation about this new so-called final phase, or approaching that final phase. Do you see that? Do you feel it's just going to continue at a half hour of warm-off break?
Well, I don't think they have the key, or we can escalate this war into larger units.
And the reason
for that is twofold. One is the build-up of air, truly, and the second one is the build-up of air. They simply do not have the supporting weapons to cope with this. Well, what is the alternative? Well, there are alternative,
of course,
is continue the war at the present pace, present tempo. As they're doing right now in the small
directions.
Now, what do you do to counter this? Well, the answer to this is
that the
we're going to have to improve the management of this water. We're going to have to develop some smaller groups and get out here and seek out, destroy these small groups. This is going to have to be based upon intelligence. And intelligence, of course, in turn, is going to have to be based upon the good and holy people. Now, I'm talking about as much as any of the most least type of intelligence. I'm convinced that these provincial clear and old operations that we have in the mill, even through the priest, if they're properly managed, well, we answer this thing.
And if they're not clear,
I have no solution. I think that we're going to have to develop a new approach.
But at large, are you satisfied the way they're getting jobs?
No.
They're not so simple.
Is it so or misguided?
I put second layers in the running this thing. This is a maximum
maximum
effort. As a case example, I was in business one. They have a little guy, promise chief officer, and promoted him from captain to major.
Well, this guy was completely outclassed.
Completely outclassed.
What they need is a...
What they need is a good colonel. Christ, the colonel from the lieutenant colonel's got to get the hands dirty in this man's army. You know, you've got to get...
High command at the very top
would be
an answer, or would the joint have to go much farther down? By joint, you know,
well, I'm not much of a goer. With joint, I think that you're violating a pretty basic principle here, unity of command. This has been mentioned a number of times by the joint command. And one of our problems here in the country, and one of our principal problems, of course, is how do you influence decisions at the top level? The present Sung Tin plan, of course, was the marriage. 3 years ago, I was trying to sell them on a national campaign plan. Well, this was actually beyond the comprehension of the government then to understand what the problem was. They simply didn't understand. It took us 3 years to reach them to the point where they dealt with such a plan. The present plan is dated about February.
The problem of influencing them is as high at the top as it is down among the captains and the lieutenants.
Well, I would say that problem is magnified about 25 to 1. That is the penalty ratio
that's the number one problem. That is the big problem.
The top people.
Right.
You bring an awful lot of these people back to the States who are not colonels, and have you been able to make any impact on them as to how we would fight a guerrilla war when you take them back from training?
Well, a little education you've often heard is a dangerous
thing.
And we've proven all these people to pay. Which was a lot of these people to sell. We sent a lot of these people to Leavenworth. Probably the most dangerous thing that we've done was send to Leavenworth. I mean, there's This is really flexible on Leavenworth as a screwdriver, because I think it's a very fine screw. But a lot of these old guys don't speak English very well. And if you're missing a good voice of instruction, you're just picking up, say, about 25% or maybe 50% of Lewis. This may be a very dangerous thing. And kind of a prelude to promotion in this man's army is to be a graduate of Leavenworth. Well, I'm not sure if it's a good thing. I'm not convinced it's a bad thing, but we've been confronted possibly with very senior officers telling us, well, listen, the way they told us to do it, love one. Such things as, for instance, as Operation Water saying that you'll seize objective one and then proceed to objective two. Well, the SOBs you've written for them provide once contact is made, why contact will not be broken. Basically, there's a question of experience. And the problem here is that the senior officers or the field grade officers are inexperienced as the company grade officers. So, it's a question of blind leading the blind.
Colonel, I'd ask you this. You said earlier that we all know the progress being made here will be a determining factor, in winning this war. You say that they're putting second stringers in the running here. We have this problem of influencing them. Bringing all of these taken into consideration, how do you see the outlook?
Well, the problem of best of influence. The answer to this thing is, I see it is the management of this war, the proper management of this war. Now, when you start talking about management, you're talking about priorities. Well, when you start talking about priorities, this is a kind of a modern, sophisticated way of doing business. For instance, General Jakey Devers told me one time in a conversation that honestly impressed me. He said, whatever success the war had in World War II, I place it upon the system of priority that we established in the Armored Command. He was the man, of course, that developed the Armored Force, 16 Armored Division, World War II. This is a fairly modern concept, I would say. Now, I was really going to be successful out here in these provinces. We've got to have a sort of priorities. First, we've got to put a good team out there. We've got to have some good people. Is this very novel? I wouldn't say it's very novel. I'd say that any 20th century man that was confronted with a problem, the first thing he does is try to get a good man to fill the job. You should have a team. I would say 20-30 officers out here. Then we got to buck up the police. Buck up the police. The whole purpose of the operation, of course, is to destroy the VC, and secondly is to establish a administrative apparatus, whatever, in the province, so that they can maintain law and order. It's that simple. And we can't get this done. For instance, psychological operations. We can't get the psychological operations, military operations, the improvement of the civilian administrative apparatus, resources control, We can't get it all under one tent. We can't get it all stored simultaneously.
What's the risk? Are we overextended? Are we trying to cover too much of the country with the resources we have?
And I think we have adequate resources. Matter of fact, we have all the answer to this question is, we have all the resources these little guys can support. They're in serious trouble right now. I would say, from the standpoint of personnel, and supporting the tactical units that they have in the...
Well, I mean, are we overextended in terms of real personnel resources? As long as we've operations with Vietnamese...
I think they can support what we have agreed to support. They can support personnel. They can provide the personnel resources to support what we have agreed to not support.
Well, you know,
they got to get with it.
Are you saying then that they're supporting, that we are in effect supporting things that we have agreed to support?
No. I'm talking about which we have agreed to not support.
What steps can we take to improve this management?
Well, I think this is going to have to come from the top. One of the problems, basic problems in this country is a question of ill, or use another word, competent military leadership.
Junior leadership or top
leadership? Top leadership. The juniors do what they tell them to do. So you was talking about the second lieutenants, we might as well talk about the Jones and the Krauss.
One of the questions indicated, I think, that there may be some misunderstanding as to what you said. You were talking at the time about Ben Zoom. I don't think you meant to say that all of their personnel are second leaders.
Well, no, I would say that this particular guy. As a matter of fact, I had a rundown of the province chiefs in the critical provinces in the 7th Division area down here. And I know most of those people down there, and I would say that they're about as good as they can feel in the ranks. This little fellow on down there in Long On province, I've known him for 2.5 years, and he's a pretty good little guy. He's no little beater, but he's the best one of the last 4 or 5 they've had down there.
We're going into individuals now. As I understood your statement, correct me if I'm wrong, your feeling was that they are putting second raters into running the war. In other words, this is not to say that everybody running this war is second rater, of course, but this is a problem. Apparently you feel there are too many second raters.
I'm talking about these provincial operations, these provincial clear and hold operations. Basically,
so you're just speaking about the clear and hold operations. Now, you speak about top leaders here. You say that this is the absence of competent, able, dedicated leadership at the top. Now, you were speaking generally about the war effort, were you not, sir?
I'll discuss leadership. If you want to make that the final question, I'll discuss leadership separately.
No, I understood you to say that, General. As I understood.
I was told we were talking about, strictly speaking, clear and hold operations. I said, by and large, I thought we had a second... provincial level.
Are you saying then that clear and hold is not getting the priority that it should?
In the critical provinces, that's what I said.
Well then, where is the priority going? Where is the priority misplaced? To our vending units that are not in clear and hold, is that what you're saying?
No, I'm talking about, I said that priorities, they are such as a sophisticated management tool. I don't think these guys really understood it. And they've never even established any priorities.
Well, the Colonel, by clear and hold, you mean before you mentioned the inability as yet to fuse the psychological warfare, clear and hold. This is then the pacification program, is it not, sir? We speak about...
Well, I'm talking about clear and hold operations for individual provinces. Now, I'm sure that you've been briefed enough to realize that the plan here is they designated eight critical provinces in and around Saigon as the number one priorities. Well, this is what the plan says, but they haven't done anything about it. In other words, they're still shadow boxing with the problem. Now, by and large, the military, and this has taken quite a considerable advisory effort, have fulfilled the troop requirements to support these operations.
Well, who's pulling down that?
Psychological operations. Strengthening of the administrative apparatus, the Department of the Interior. We simply cannot, have not been able to get off the ground a resources control program. We've got plans, everyone says this, but nothing materializes. We dig up the resources that may be available for this, come out where they can come from, nothing happens.
Colonel, this estimate of personnel and progress and so forth, has there been any change in quality since the 1st of November as all the shuffling and the many changes affected the quality?
Well, I'd say it's improved by and large.
Improved.
Sir, in this inability to assign the priority, how much of that responsibility is American? Or is none of it out?
Signed personnel?
No, in allocate. You said we have plans to allocate resources, for example, but we don't do it. Now, is that all Vietnamese, or is that also where we're facing?
Well, I think one of our problems, and one of our very, very serious problems, is to develop a technique at the very highest level to put the squeeze on these little guys. And to get results.
We have failed to develop that, do you think, or have we just not been willing to do it?
Well, I'd say there's considerable improvement. We can improve our techniques considerably.
To answer Mr. Sanders' question, actually, we of course don't allocate and assign these things. This has to be Vietnamese. We can work with them and recommend and so forth, but we can't direct it or order it. I think this ties back to what he said earlier.
Colonel, let's clarify once again, because it's important. You spoke a moment ago about the question of development techniques, et cetera, put the squeeze on these little guys, quote-unquote, so to speak. You also spoke about the fact that on the upper level, we aren't making the headway getting our activity important. Once again, you're speaking about this clear and whole program. Are you not, or are you speaking in general? And this is important.
General?
You're speaking in general.
Well, I apply it specifically to the clear and whole operation.
Specifically to clear.
The administration in an army, government, is directed toward certain specifics. In an army, and a military organization is designed to either fight or train. Now, it's a lot of officers don't understand this. And I can cite you countless examples of where we've fallen down. Well, in a nation like this, you administer to do certain things. Now, take the department, the police problem right here, right now. We very, very desperately need an improved police force. And we particularly need it in these critical provinces in and around Saigon. Or we can get some police type information, find out who these people are, shake these villages down, find out
in the local beat back home, a cop would have a confidence that the local people know if Johnny Jones' son was missing and have the real grassroots intelligence.
Right.
I'm speaking of secret police.
I'm just talking about uniformed police. But I'm also talking about police type intelligence, which is the sort of thing that comes right out of the average small hamlet, the village, the precinct, in a larger town, the ward.
Well, what's happened there, Colonel? Let's concentrate on it. We've suggested that, haven't we? What's stopping? What's
Hey, I can't answer that. I haven't been in that business.
Well, has that situation changed since, but presumably with these two changes in the government, the whole surveillance apparatus would have broken down. Would you say we're worse off than we were before November 1st?
You mean police-wise?